Morning, guys. Matt Khalil will not be at practice today. He's under the weather a little bit, so we're going to hold him out along with Brian Robinson. Going to hold him out as well. And we may or may not have Adrian do anything today. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when I leave here. Other than that, everybody else should be ready to participate. We had a good walkthrough. Guys are really focused in on what is a very tough opponent, the Houston Texans. I mean, 6-1 at home, playing very, very good football in every phase. So it's a tremendous challenge for our team. We're looking forward to it. We know we have a lot of work to get done this week in order to go up and get a win. But I like the way our guys are engaged in the meetings and the way they went about their business here in the walkthrough. So we need to put together some good practices and go down and try to get this thing done.
What's the likelihood of Brian being ready for Sunday?
It'll be day to day, Brian. We're hoping that he'll make it, it'll be day to day. We probably won't know anything until probably Friday, just to see whether or not he's making continued progress throughout the week.
It's strictly an AC sprain.
It is. It's grade 3, so it's a little bit tougher than a grade 1. So, just have to see how he does as the week goes on.
What's your best case scenario for Chris Cook this week?
Well, I'm hoping that, Mark, that as the week goes on, he's feeling more comfortable and confident about where he is physically and feeling up to the challenge of getting out there and playing in the game. But we'll have to wait and see, just see how he does in the course of the week.
But is he at the point where best case, could he start and play the whole game, or is he still a ways from being able to do that?
Yeah, it'd be hard to determine that today. Need to watch him move around and get engaged in the game plan and just see how he does. We'll have a better indication probably by Friday, but that would be good if it happened.
How does Houston compare with San Francisco or Green Bay?
They're a very good football team. I mean, at 12-2 and having the success that they've had, I mean, they're one of the top teams in our league. That being said, their record kind of speaks to who they are as a football team and what they've done with the turnover differential. I was talking to our team about that. I mean, plus 15 is pretty impressive. The fewest turnovers in the league at 13 as an offense and, get done what they've been able to get done on defense. So they're a good team. They compare favorably with any of the good teams in our league.
As you're preparing for J.J. Watt, what stands out to you about him and the way they use him and move him around?
Well, his domination. I mean, he really dominates as a player. That stands out. He's hard to block one-on-one, has outstanding quickness. He plays hard all the time. And not only is he good against the run, but he's an excellent pass rusher with the sacks that he's gotten and the way he bats down balls. I mean, he's just a very, very good player who can take over a game. And you don't often see those guys, and he's one of them. So very impressive.
Plus, you talked about how well Everson played on Sunday. Just how have you seen him develop from a maturity standpoint, from a personal standpoint, since he came here and, the things that he's been through to get where he is now?
John, he's come so far. I talk to him about it often. Just seeing the maturation, even through this last offseason, being able to manage his free time, understanding what it means to become a pro and to act like a pro, both at practice and in games as well, and off the field. I mean, he's one of those guys, as we speak, that has really bought into the right way of doing things. There are other guys, you can talk to about, hey, this is how it has to be, and, they're going to do it their way. But he's one of those guys who's paid attention. He's listened. And we always knew he was a good athlete. But just being able to be able to manage some of the other things that were happening in his life, he's got a hold of maturing, and it's great to see. He's a great example for a lot of young players that come in our league. He's really grown up. The tragedy that he faced this season, losing his mother, I mean, that was hard. But the way he responded, even in the midst of that tragedy, was, just take your hat off to him at how courageous he is. And I told him, I know his mother would be extremely proud of him and the way he's handled himself. He's come a long ways.
What a guy who is as emotional as Everson is, did you worry after he went through that tragedy that his emotions might go this way rather than staying where he was?
Anytime you face a situation like that when it's so sudden and you're such a young person, you have no idea, you know, how they're going to react and what impact it'll have. But the way he's responded has been a great example for all of us. I mean, he's been a pillar of strength in a lot of ways. So just very, very proud of him.
What has he done to kind of get through that? Have there been guys he's sought out that have been through similar things, or certain guys he's talked to?
Well, I'm sure he talked with a bunch of his teammates. I mean, the coaches have tried to encourage him. And during this time, he has friends that he'll talk to as well. I mean, we've tried to provide a support system here. That's one of the good things about the Wolf family. I mean, they have reached out in so many ways to Everson and some other guys who face difficult times. And that's unique in this world of sports. But just to let him know that he had support beyond himself. So it's been good to watch how he's grown.
How did Henry Johnson compare with Fitzgerald and the other Johnson?
Larry Fitzgerald. Now, who does he play for? Well, you know, Larry is a great receiver. Andre is a great receiver. I mean, so many great receivers. It seemed like we faced a few of them this season, and Andre's right up there. I mean, he's one of the best in our league. He'll be a guy that we're definitely going to have to contend with. You know, he's third in the league in receptions. He's close to setting a record for yards. I mean, he's just a great receiver, and they find ways to get him to football, which you would expect, and we got to find ways to defend him. But he compares favorably to any of the great receivers in our league.
That said, how important is it for you to have a guy like Cook who can handle the taller receivers that you've come up against?
Oh, it's a big deal. That's one of the reasons we drafted him, to be able to line up against some of the top receivers, the big receivers in our league. And unfortunately, you know, he's been banged up. But we do get him back this week, and hopefully he can provide some help for us. But that was one of the reasons, Tim, that we targeted him when we did.
He's had a solid season from the start, but Sunday particularly seemed extra active. What stood out to you as you watched him on Sunday?
Who was it again? Greenway. Oh, yeah, Chad. He's had a great season, Dan, all the way through. But his activity on Sunday, just, you know, the sack that he got, the hits on the backs, I mean, he just was all over the place. But I still go back to how much he's grown as a leader. Felt like he would get better as a player over time. But what he's brought to our defense and our team from a leadership standpoint has really helped us to grow up over the course of the season. So that has been big for me and the rest of the staff and our players. The football part, you know, we thought he was going to be a good football player. That's one of the reasons we franchised him a few years ago. But what he's provided in the locker room as well as on the sidelines has really helped our team.
What specifically are you seeing there leadership-wise?
Well, the fact that he's much more vocal now than in the past. In the past, you know, he kind of let other people take the lead when it came to encouraging a guy or really chastising a guy for whatever it may be. And he's not afraid to do that anymore, or reluctant to do it. It's probably a better word. But that has helped our football team.
Your football team, do you feel like it's on schedule or ahead of schedule?
Well, our goal was to win the NFC North. You know, we've fallen a bit short of that. But we're in the process of hopefully making it to the playoffs. That was one of our goals. So it would be great to achieve that goal. We need to get this win to stay on track. And if we can get that accomplished, you know, you'd like to say that we're on schedule. That was one of our goals going into the season.
How has Chris Cook looked in practice compared to before the injury?
He did a lot of good things in the time that he had, but the first week, you know, was very limited because we had to make sure that wrist was fine. Last week we gave him a little bit more. This week we'll give him even more. In the time that he's been out there, he's done a good job. You know, the biggest thing if you have a concern is where is he from a conditioning standpoint. So we'll try to tax him a little bit with some things over the next few days and see how he responds. But the injury is healed. Just a matter of where is he from a physical standpoint.
Getting AJ, I mean, obviously one reason you wanted to get him was being a longer, taller guy. Mm-hmm. Does that give you a luxury of not rushing a Chris Cook back? I mean,
well, if the fact that they have released Chris and said that he's fine to practice, you know, we're not looking at it like you know, we have to hold back. It just depends on what he can take or can't take. But it's great having AJ for sure. He's helped us a lot this season. His length, his ability to run with guys. I mean, he's been a real plus for us.
In his first game back, how willing are you to kind of throw Chris out there against Andre Johnson and just kind of say lock him down?
It'll probably depend on how he does this week, Brian. Just see how he moves around and what his comfort level is. But I want to see how he moves around a little bit and see where his confidence is, and then make a decision.
Would he have to play with some sort of soft cast? Or?
He may. I know they're going to definitely have it wrapped. He won't be out there without anything on. So.
You've talked about J.J. Watt. And how important of a game is this for Brandon?
Brandon, it's always a big game for him, and he's going against one of the best for sure. But every week it's a big game for Brandon and the rest of our offensive line, the rest of our team. So that won't be any different, just going against an exceptional player. And he's had to face some very good players throughout this season. But he'll be up to the challenge.
Have you seen a guy like Watt dominate inside when playing mostly inside like he has this year? Well, maybe when's the last time?
We feel like having a chance to watch Kevin Williams over the course of his career, he's been a pretty dominant player as well. And, you know, J.J. is a guy you, as I said earlier, really have to contend with, and he can take a game over, and we've seen him do it. But he's a special athlete who has made a big difference for their defense.
Let's talk about your team's ability to get those secondary blocks. You haven't had any penalties that have wiped out any of Adrian's 50 or 80 or 60-yard runs, and that, you know, that can happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, you see it all the time. Running back breaks a long run, and, you know, it's brought back because the receiver's down the field holding. But credit to George Stewart and our wide receivers. We place a lot of emphasis on our wide receivers blocking down the field, because we believe with the back that we have with Adrian, I mean, there's a chance on every play that he might break it. So your block down the field is not inconsequential. It's important. And our guys are bought into that. I mean, they understand that role, that part of their role. And credit to George, along with our receivers, and understanding how critical it is to be clean down the field on those blocks.
But overall, your penalties are down. Is it better athletes, smarter players? What would you attribute it to being? Because over the past couple of years, it's a lot less this year.
Yeah, you know, if you look back, we have not, in the time I've been here, been very good when it comes to penalties. And for us to be in the top five this season, credit to our players. We really emphasized it in the offseason, but that's not unlike any other year that we've emphasized it. But once again, you know, our ownership really buying into some things that I talked to them about this offseason. One of the things I did, because I was really concerned about penalties, you know, always had penalties and been near the bottom of the league in that area. And I was talking with some other coaches around the league just to get a feel for trying to get some ideas, you know, how can we improve this? And one of the coaches I talked with mentioned that they had tried to use officials in practice, and he saw a dramatic decrease in their penalties. And I said, man, that's not a bad idea. Maybe that might help us. And talked to our ownership about it, because, you know, those guys aren't going to volunteer their time. And they were willing to support it. And I think having those officials there has helped us, along with our players just being more conscious, but probably being more conscious because those officials are there and they will call penalties in practice. But I think that's helped us.
Bernie Kuker been part of that thing too?
Yeah, Bernie's a part of it as well. I mean, he's helped tremendously, you know, meeting with our coaches, you know, giving little mini clinics and training camp with our team and our coaches. So it's helped a lot. And, you know, if our ownership had balked at that, it may not have increased and become as good as it has. But I think where we are penalty-wise is a direct reflection of the commitment that was made from the top, and then our players understanding the importance of it.
Your patience with Christian and sticking with him through some real rough times, do you think it's being rewarded? Do you see him coming? And did you get an invite to the wedding?
You know, it's a long season, and there are going to be some ups and downs in the season. And Christian played a very good game for us on Sunday. We're going to need him to play a good game again this Sunday, and along with the rest of our team. And that's part of being a quarterback in the National Football League. We're trying to develop some consistency with him, and now we want to put together another good game. That would be a big step for our team towards getting the win on Sunday. And I know he's more than capable of it, and we expect that to happen. And happy for him, happy that he's no longer single.
Time for two more.
Does the timing of that strike you at all? Does it bother you at all?
No, I mean, he's a young man who sure he put a lot of thought in it, consulted with the right people, so happy for him.
Did he tell you it was coming, or was it a surprise to you too?
I knew it was on the radar. I didn't know when. Got it done. So, all right. Thanks, guys.